we won our next game, we're third, which is great. Going into the last two after that. So we go to Cork and we give everything we have and try to win the game.
Of course, can you tell us a wee bit about Evan Tweed and Sean McBride? You're giving their debuts tonight in the first team. Can you tell us a wee bit about them?
Evan's a fantastic young player. He's kicked on, he's come in and trained with the first team now and done very, very well. And I'm really pleased for him that he got an opportunity tonight, and I'm delighted for him. He looked a wee bit nervous when he came on, which is only to be expected. And then he sort of played himself into the game and played a lovely ball inside the left back. And we could have got more from that. And then Sean, he's a Ballybuffet lad, and he's a great prospect, and he's one that we want to move on for the future of the club. And hopefully that, you know, what we're trying to build here is being acknowledged by people, and we're not stepping too far into the buy for success strategy. We want to try and bring more experience in next season, but we want to make sure that the young players get an opportunity.
It's all now to the next game, Cork. That Cork only managed a draw tonight, so they can all out on Monday night to maybe try win the league against you. It hasn't been a great place for Derry over the years. You'll be hoping they spoil the party down there Monday night.
No, it's not about spoiling the party. It's about trying to get in the third position. That's the motivation, and that's what we're about. We want to try and win so that we move into third position. And we know it's going to be tough. They're the top of the league, which means they're the best team in the league. So we got to go there and hope for a little bit of fortune here and there and maybe get the result that we're looking.
The two debutants that you brought on late, Kenny, Eddie Zadak told me they're maybe a year ahead of where he thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you've got more like them?
Yeah, we're trying to groom them as much as we can and in a football sense and make sure that they get opportunities and they see light at the end of the tunnel. Because these lads are in 4 days a week, four nights a week, working with the youth. And, you know, Derry City have been doing that for 10 years. And Shamrock Rovers do it for 10 minutes and they're all over the press about how good of a strategy that Shamrock Rovers have, and Derry City's been doing it for 10 years. So we need to promote that more, and you've seen how we promoted the youth players in the local media this week, and we need more of that, and it's important that we have a youth corner in all of the press. I see Gary with us here, and we need to get more emphasis on what we're doing underneath the first team so that the people understand and the good D&D clubs that support that needs to be recognised as well.
Ben Doherty is outstanding tonight.
Ben Doherty, Ronan Curtis, Connor McDermott, my goodness, the three of them were excellent. And you can see that these are the international players and they got something from their trips away, and I'm delighted for them.
What are those guys bringing back to you when they've been away with national teams?
Well, they bring back a feeling of importance, a feeling of achievement because they're playing for their country and they feel good about themselves, and that's a great dynamic to bring back. But they're good players anyway. And the other players, we've worked tremendously hard this last 2 weeks from the break, from the Drogheda game, and maybe worked too hard. So you could see the freshness in their game, Ronan's and Ben's.
If Harps go down, you'll miss the North West Derby.
We don't want Harps to go down. They need to win both their games, I'm told. They're 5 points from safety, I think, with two games left. And I would really love Harps to stay up. Not that I enjoy these Derby matches, but I think from the rival side of it and the acknowledgement of the good work that Ollie Horgan has done. You know, he's done a tremendous job there. And I would love them to stay up. But I would also like Sligo to stay up. And, you know, anybody else that's down there, I don't want anybody to go down. But the nature of the league, it's going to be really hard to get back into the league next year because I don't even know what the format is in terms of promotion from the Championship. But I must say that I'm hopeful that Finn Harps can, if they won their next one, it'll set them up and propel them hopefully for the last game.
10-team league too small?
I think the proper league, we've had it here accidentally, the FAI have stumbled on the right setup, and that's 12 with 3 in the trapdoor where two goes down automatic, and second place in the championship plays off with the third from bottom, and the winners goes up and keep it as a 12-team league. I think they've hit it here because every team has something to play for in the league at the moment. Bohemians haven't now, but the rest have, and that's indicative. Andrahada, sorry, it's indicative of the actual structure that we have in place. And I think 12 teams with two down automatic, it means that if you go down, there's a better chance of getting back up again. And I think that will inadvertently improve the championship, and it will also create teams having everything to play for right through the season. This is our third Friday the 13th this season. I think that we've only played three games, so it sounds like a lot, but we've only had three home games in my duration, and we weren't at home tonight. You know, we forget that because by the end of the season, after the next three games, we will have played 60, in my watch, we'll have played 66 league games, and 16 have been at home, and 50 will have been away. So that's an alarming statistic. So having played 16 in our own home out of 66 is really not a lot of games. You know what I mean?
And he announced at halftime the signing of Dabo Kouyaté. What can he bring to the team?
Yeah, he's a good player, and he brings competition for places, and he's one that I've been trying to get, and we've got him in now, and he's trained with us. He likes the environment. He likes the people of Derry. And, you know, you have to like the people here, because if I bring someone in and they're snobbish or they're not the right type of person, this is another good guy, and it creates the chemistry in the team where we're together and we're collective. And he told me he likes the people, and he likes myself, and he doesn't have to like me, but I think that that in itself tells you that he's prepared to muck in and be part of us. His primary position is fullback, yes, but, you know, all season we've been putting stopgaps in at right back, and it's not fair on the rest of the team. Connor can play wide right. You know Connor McDermott, he can play anywhere in the pitch, and it gives me more options and gives the team more options and more versatility within the team. We want to go there and win the match, and we're sitting in third position then. That's what we achieved last season, and I have to say I'm excited about the match because obviously there will be pressure in Cork, and it's important that we control what we can control, and winning that match would put us third. And I'll be disappointed, you know, obviously if you don't win you want to do your best, but the boys have put in a good shift in quite a fluctuating season that we've had, and there's been lots of peaks and troughs within that season, and it's been very draining mentally and physically for everybody, you guys as well, and we'd like to finish it off in style. So we won our last four games last season, and there's an option here now to win our last five, so we've three more to go. Let's take them one at a time and try to go there and win. Take all of the extracurricular stuff that's involved in this game with Cork. They have their aspirations to be champions. We've got to go there and try and win.